and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, our preaching is from the United States by Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her teaching is entitled, Two or Three.
A reading according to the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. The last verses of today's Gospel passage are very popular, especially for those praying for special intentions. When two or more disciples are gathered together in Christ, he promises to be there. Why? Well, one reason would be they are making present, tangibly, the church, his body of believers on earth. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Lately, while reading and studying the writings of St. Catherine of Siena, I noticed that she gives a completely different twist to this very common sentence. She applies the number two or three to the powers of the soul that were commonly thought of in her day: the memory, the intellect, and the will. St. Paul tells us that there is a war going on in the human heart and psyche, and the only way to restore peace and unity with oneself and with God is to restore the unity of the human powers. Christ Jesus enables us to do this. The three transcendent and spiritual powers of the human being always go together. St. Catherine says that one lends a hand to the other for good or for evil by free choice. So our spiritual powers of memory, understanding, and free will are constantly together. And she presents a very modern psychological theory of changing our lives and helping to unite us to God more deeply and to grow in holiness. The Heavenly Father tells her in her book of the Dialogue, in chapter 51 and 54, these are the important chapters, that the human powers always always go together. They can never be separated for good or for ill. And she explains how they work. The memory holds on to my blessings and my goodness. Understanding contemplates the unspeakable love I have shown you through meditation on my only begotten Son, whom I have set before your mind's eye, for you to contemplate him, the fire of my love. The will, finally, is joined with them to know and to desire me, your final goal. When the three powers of the soul are gathered together, God is in their midst by grace. So this scene is very similar to different psychological techniques today to help us grow and become more integrated. For example, CBT, which is stands for cognitive behavior therapy, or the 12 steps are similar to. And so if we want to change for good, we remember what God has done in the past. And then we reflect upon the outcome. We reflect upon what we've done or what we need to do, how Christ would do this. And then we choose to act positively to grow in virtue. On the other hand, we can use our powers for evil. If you want to rob a bank, you use your memory to perhaps think of how you've seen it in the movies or how you might imagine it or read it in a mystery book. Then you use your intellect, the understanding, to figure out how to do it. And then your will chooses to do it. And you go and you act on the three powers. But we can use it again, as I said, for good, for example. And it doesn't have to be in the sense of doing something, but maybe we're trying to get over something, perhaps depression. They say a lot of people are suffering from depression during this time of the pandemic. So if we're depressed, we use our memory to think about how we've been in the past. What did depression lead me to in the past? Nothing. It paralyzed me. I got worse and worse and worse. So I have to use my understanding to realize that this is not a good way. I have to use my understanding and my memory to remember that God is with me and he will take care of me. And this feeling of depression is a passing emotion. It will be gone tomorrow or next week. And we remember how it is to feel joyous and positive. And then with our will, we choose to overcome it. Many people today live by their emotions, their feelings. So they're tossed to and fro, as the gospel, as the epistle of James says. We need to, as rational creatures, that's what Catherine loves to call human beings, creatures that have reason within them. We must use our intellect, our reason, to guide us and to guide that will to choose to act. So as we go through the day today, let's be aware of our thoughts, of what's going on within us. Because where two or three are gathered, we want Christ to be there. We don't want ourself or the devil. We want Christ to be there through grace and to lead us to union with him. Amen.